I'm talking now with Ashley Rothmeyer, a student at Cedar Mountain High School. Hello.
Hi.
So, first question, who are your parents and where are they employed?
My dad is Tom Rothmeyer, and he is a local farmer, and my mom is Alice Rothmeyer, and she is not employed.
Have you been at Cedar Mountain in that school district your whole life?
Yes.
Are you a little bit nervous or a lot nervous or not at all nervous about graduating and moving on?
I'm a little nervous, but at the same time, I'm pretty excited to start a new chapter.
Okay. What are your current plans for when you're finished with high school?
My plans are to attend Dort University, which is in Sioux Center, Iowa, to major in agronomy.
Agronomy. Okay, I'm going to back up a bit. What did you want to be when you were a little kid, like, say, first or second grade?
I wanted to be a veterinarian.
And how did you go from wanting to be a veterinarian to agronomy?
Like, over the years, I just kind of realized that I didn't really want to work with animals.
Okay, how would you define agronomy to people who don't know what that word means?
It's the study of crops. It is, like, learning how to innovate those crops for the best yields possible.
So you wanted to work with animals when you were younger, but now you prefer working more with plants.
Yes.
And what is it about working with plants that intrigues you?
It's just the science behind, like, why the plants, like, grow the way they do, how you can modify them, that fascinated me.
Has there been anybody, a relative or someone in the school system, who's maybe been an influence, maybe helped point you in this direction?
My dad and my FFA advisor have definitely been big influences.
And do you live on a farm?
Yes.
And so you get to see it every day?
Yes.
What's the most exciting time of the year for you? Is it when you first see the plants coming up out of the ground or harvest, or what fascinates you?
I probably would say the harvest season, just because I like seeing all the equipment out there, because there's so many different methods.
And are you out there too?
Yes.
Okay, what do you like about it, about being out in the heavy equipment?
I just like seeing how complex the equipment is and how updated everything has become over the years.
When you're in school, what are your favorite courses? And let me phrase it differently. When you're in school, what are some of the most difficult classes for you, and what are the ones that come easiest to you?
This year, my hardest class is probably American literature. I'm just not the best at reading. Like, it just gets boring to me.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite class is probably my college algebra class. It's definitely a challenge, but I'm good at math.
Do you prefer classes where there are definite answers, right or wrong answers, like math or science, as compared to something like English or art, where there's more interpretation?
Yes, I definitely want to know the answers.
Sort of pointing you in this direction, what are some school activities that you've been involved in? You mentioned FFA for one.
I have also been on our dance team at school and with Just for Kicks in Redwood Falls. And I'm on the speech team, I'm on National Honor Society, and I'm on our student council, and I'm also in 4-H.
When you're out of school, and what are your hobbies in your own time? What interests you to do?
So I incubate chicken eggs, so that keeps me pretty busy. And I also just, like, help around the farm. Like, I fix up tractors, build things, mow grass.
So you mentioned agronomy. Is there some area, that's a huge field. Is there any more specific area that you'd like to zoom in, narrow in on?
Well, I'm hoping to be an agronomist when I grow up.
And so that would involve sitting in an office and working with farmers on a day-to-day
Yes.
basis?
Yeah.
Okay. One last question. Say that you're talking with a student who is going to one of these big schools in the Twin Cities where they have 500 students in their graduating class. With your interest in agronomy and 4-H and FFA, how would you try to explain to someone who's grown up in the Twin Cities maybe what you get out of coming to a smaller school like this one?
You definitely get the feel of, like, a small community, just, like, seeing how everyone cares for one another, and you just get to see how things operate in a small town versus in a big city.
You use the word community. That's important to you?
Yes, very.
Okay, so you definitely want to come back to a rural area, and you don't want to settle in the Twin Cities.
Definitely not.
I think lots of people here can relate to that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now here's my real last question. So it's 10 years from now at your high school reunion, and you're looking back over your high school years. What do you think are going to be some of the strongest memories that come back to you?
I would say probably like our Powder Puff games, because everyone was always so into that, and it was just very fun to see everyone just coming together, and also just like random classroom memories, just goofing off, having fun.
I've been talking now with Ashley Rothmeyer, a senior at Cedar Mountain High School. Thank you.
Thank you.